Typically, school funding varies widely depending on where you live, so students often have very different resources, from textbooks to iPads. David Jones grew up in a poor school district in Kansas, but when he was in second grade, his mother found a way to send him to a more affluent public school in a different county. As part of WBUR's Edify series, Lessons Learned, Jones shares why that school, for all its money, was missing some resources that he needed most.
Paying attention to where we lived and the kinds of things that were happening in the neighborhood in Wyandotte County, she was a single parent and didn't want me to have to go through some of the things that other young Black men in that neighborhood were going through. Didn't want to put me in a position to where that could become my course in life. She enrolled me in a school close to where she worked in Johnson County, Kansas, a very affluent county. It's sort of like the little mini tech hub of the Midwest. I was forced to memorize my Aunt Gigi's address, who lived in that county. She told me that if I didn't, there was a chance that I might not be able to attend. Having to go in there with an address that I didn't live at and having to do that at such a young age kind of stands out for me. Shawano Elementary School. It was well-resourced in a way that I wasn't used to, you know, school being. You know, we had a brand new gym. Everything was sort of shiny and new. There was, you know, computers in every classroom. I remember being the only Black child in that classroom. I think that's when difference was sort of felt for me. And difference not necessarily in a good way, but to be othered at that age didn't feel good. I remember feeling like I'm either always in trouble or I'm about to get in trouble. My mother would get a blue card home every day. You know, Dave's out of his seat. He finished his reading early and wandered. I remember feeling uncomfortable and seeing my Black identity as something to get past as opposed to a resource. My mother withdrew me from Shawano right before Christmas. The demographics of the second school, Hazel Grove, it was majority Black and Latino. I was nervous, you know, when I first got there. I remember being like, oh no, I don't want to go there. Like, I was, you know, to an extent afraid of my own people. All of those things I was hearing about the kids being unruly and disrespectful were just, you know, flat out lies when I walked into that classroom. Mrs. Washington's class. I remember she had this, like, really warm, even beautiful brown skin, and she just seemed to glow. And yeah, there's so many great things. She spoke with extreme diction and, you know, was very particular about the way that we spoke words. Like, this is the way you have to speak in this classroom, as opposed to, like, you know, recess or lunch. But, you know, she made it very specific. In this classroom, this is how you conduct yourself. Now that I'm reflecting on it, you know, she was teaching us code switching. She was actively working to prepare us for the world that we were going to inherit. For my mother, I think she was making the best decision she could make with the information she had at her disposal. So it was in part, I think, from her just acting out of concern for my safety and general well-being and seeing the white community as a place of safety. It comes back to this question of, you know, resource versus non-resource. People are resources. Experiences are resources. You know, wisdom and knowledge of one's community is a resource. It's not the quantity of iPads or, you know, the salary of the teachers. I think it was in that space that I realized how incredibly powerful, you know, four walls and a chalkboard could be.
David Jones is a humanities teacher in Boston Public Schools. WBUR's Carrie Young produced this story as part of the Edify series, Lessons Learned.